Now, the Head-On Photo Festival is returning again in 2020 with a range of exhibitions featuring international Australian artists. It's a festival that's been going proudly for a long time. We're going to find out how long very soon. The festival holds a range of exhibitions across Sydney, focusing on contemporary art, photography, portraiture and photojournalism. We've got Head-On founder and artistic director Moshe Rosenvig on the phone to tell us all about it. Good afternoon, Moshe.
Hi, good afternoon.
Great to join you again on 2SCR. I think we chatted like maybe last year or even the year before.
Yes, it's becoming a bit of a habit here.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's a good habit. It's a good habit. it's great that Head-On's back again. It's becoming a real staple in the arts and culture scene of Sydney and Australia. Tell me how proud and how you've been involved in this for so long. Are you still got a lot of passion for it?
I've got a lot of passion and hopefully enough energy as well. It's getting it's a big project to lift, but I have to say big thank you to this project cannot happen without the fantastic team that we've got here. It's a very small team, but extremely dedicated.
Well, that's right. The Head-On Foundation started in, I think it was 2008, a non-profit organization, you know, trying to promote the work of photographers. Did you think it would become still kicking on, so like 11 years later, this big, fantastic exhibition?
The honest answer is no. It actually started in 2004 as one single exhibition. It was called Head-On Alternative Portraits, right. Sort of the answer to the photographic Archibald, which lasted only 3 years, we kept going. But it was, I never thought that it would be, it was sort of a protest exhibition at the time,
right.
To give a chance for a lot more photographers to show the work, which couldn't get to the art gallery because it was, you know, they took only 40 people. At the time, there were very few places to show work. And we thought that, I thought that, there was a lot of good work that needs to be seen, so that was the beginning. But it was just a one-off to start with. Never thought it would go like this.
How has the photography scene changed over those 16 years since that first exhibition? Is it? Do you think it's a lot more healthy now?
I won't say healthy or unhealthy. I'd say it's very different.
Right.
It's when Head-On started, people still shot on film, not digital. People still sent stuff to the lab and met, you know, had the chance to meet at the lab and talk to each other rather than, you know, do other things as they do now. There was no digital. Now, these days, there's digital. People upload stuff and, you know, any time of the day and night. People don't have much chance to meet, so they meet online. So Instagram sort of is a big thing, but there's not much kind of face-to-face. And I think the festival try to get people together to meet each other, talk to each other in real life and see pictures on the wall, prints on the wall rather than on a screen. So I think these are the sort of the big changes between then and now.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's such a fantastic thing to see pictures, not just on your tiny little phone or your computer screen, but to go and see them blown up and printed and how they should be seen, especially if people are still using that old form of film, which I'm sure still happens out there, and people get these amazing, real film photos and putting them up on the wall as well. It's going to keep that connection with the past, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. The idea is really to kind of celebrate photography and whether people using film or whether they use digital or whether they use the phone or whatever, pinhole camera, whatever people do.
Yeah.
We want to see the work and show the work. And we show it in a whole lot of places other than galleries. So we've got a lot of, you know, exhibitions that are outdoors. So over the years, we had the exhibition on hoardings around the city of Sydney. We had them shipping containers as banners. We even had an exhibition in a church, a functioning church.
Right.
They're everywhere, pictures are everywhere. And this year, we're going to have beautiful selection of work in Bondi Beach. So we're going to have 8 exhibitions over there ranging. Well, the whole exhibition is about themed as the environment, images to do with the environment. So we've got a whole lot of work there. So,
well, yeah, I saw a magical picture of a jellyfish, which is on the website as a bit of a sneak peek of the program.
Yeah.
It's like a half underwater, half above water photo. It's sensational.
Yeah, it's fantastic work by Matt Smith. He's a local photographer. All the pictures were taken around Bondi and the East Coast. And his thing is underwater photography, but he's very big on this sort of edge of the water. So a little bit above the water, a little bit below the water, create this sort of duality, these two worlds that kind of meet at that spot.
I love it. What other themes have we explored? I mean, I know the program hasn't been properly released yet, but there's a bit of a sneak peek on the website of some topics that are going to be covered. Can you give us a bit of an idea?
Yeah, briefly. So Bondi, as I said, it's about the environment. I just mentioned another show. There's plenty of other good shows, but just another one by a photographer from Melbourne who did. He followed for the last 10 years or so the hospital for primates in Africa. So beautiful images of primates there, and some of them under distress, and some of them are very happy, you know, being rescued from nature or from the dangers of nature.
Yeah.
So that's Bondi. So it's all about the environment. Then we've got the other two places that have a lot of exhibitions, a huge selection of, is at the Paddington Town Hall. This is the hub. So we'll have 12 exhibitions over there.
Right.
I think some of the highlights there is Paper Tigers, which is homage to the contemporary Australian photojournalism scene. Mm. And this is in brackets. We all heard about AAP.
Oh, yes. Big news yesterday, of course. AAP announcing that they're going to be closing their doors middle of this year.
So this is very timely. This one, it's basically making a point that having a phone in your pocket is great and you can take pictures, but there's still need for photography being done by dedicated photographers as well as. So this is 60 amazing photographers presenting one picture each with amazing, beautiful stories behind the images.
Oh, wow. So that's sort of expanding a wide period of time, these
Basically, we asked the photographers to send us the images, sort of iconic images that they created over the years.
Yeah.
So it goes quite far back. We've got an image of Bob Hawke when he was, before he was the Prime Minister, he was still at the ACTU. By Robert McFarlane, is very, you know, a giant of photojournalism in Australia. We've got a picture of the ending of the land. I forget. It's the very famous picture of Whitlam pouring the sand into the hand of Vincent Inyari.
Oh, wow, amazing.
So we've got that one. So this is also historical. This is the 17th piece, and then it goes all the way up to today, including some pictures of the fires and whatever.
Oh, fantastic.
It's been happening.
Photojournalism, of course, it just tells a story and it tells the history of this country. So I think there'll be some really amazing, iconic photos in that exhibition. Mm. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, this will be on at the Paddington Town Hall, which is the hub of the festival.
This is Paddington Town Hall.
Yep.
We've got Bondi Beach. We've got Paddington Reservoir Gardens. Beautiful shows there. If I've got 30 seconds, as I just mentioned there.
Sure.
This is a space that is free to the public. Most of it is free to the public. And we've got some beautiful pictures there of one of them is by V. Spears. She's a French, Australian photographer living in France for the last 20 years or so. Beautiful images of kids basically playing, having their imaginary dreams, playing them out in their costumes. We've got an exhibition there about drag queens in Athens, quite unknown scene, is by a Greek photographer. And another beautiful show by an American photographer, Living on a Dollar a Day, which talks about poverty around the world, and plus a whole lot more. There's about 12 exhibitions there as well. in that space.
Great location too, Paddington Reservoir Gardens, if anyone's not been there. It's a really sort of almost rustic sort of looking old reservoir which has been turned into a garden, and there's some really nice photography. I've seen it there before. It's so nice.
Yeah, it is a beautiful space. Yeah.
And this will run from the 2nd of May right until the 17th of May. So you've got a little bit of time to get planning. But programs will be coming out in about a month or so, or during this month?
We're hoping to start publishing the exhibition pages very soon, probably in the next couple of weeks. So if people want to get a glimpse or get even more than that, start planning their visit to the exhibition. That our address is headon.com.au.
Fantastic. Moshe, really good to talk to you again. Congratulations again on keeping this great exhibition going along, and I hope it all goes really well.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Hope to see you on the 1st. The opening is actually on Friday night, the 1st.
First
in Bondi.
Oh, great. Well, I'll book it in my calendar. Thanks so much for chatting to us on 2SER.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye. That was Moshe Rosenvig, the founder and artistic director of Head On Photo Festival. It is on again this year for the 11th year, which is fantastic. You'll be able to see it in all parts of the city, but Paddington Town Hall is where it's based, Paddington Reservoir Gardens, New South Wales Parliament House, Bondi Beach, and there'll be more information coming out at headon.com.au over the coming weeks, and it's on May 2nd till 17th.